Hello, and welcome to Battlestar Brothel, episode number 2. I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
Pardon my scratchy throat. My allergies are really playing hell this week. So, Dustin, we just watched episode 2 of season 1 of Battlestar Galactica. What'd you think?
I thought it moved a lot faster than the first episode.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I'm ready to watch episode 3. I'm excited.
And that concludes Battlestar Brothel, episode 2.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, no, this was a really interesting fucking piece today. Like, again, we had child brutality.
Mm-hmm. We did.
They're like tug at the heartstrings. Like, oh, this little girl, she's going to go have, dinner with her daddy, and then he's going to read her a story and tuck her in, and then she gets blown to shit in a fucking terrarium.
Mm-hmm.
That was adorable.
So, again, still a brutal show. They haven't held back.
Yeah, it freaked me out a little bit, that bit. What else?
All of the things that have happened so far were within 24, 48 hours or so.
Yeah,
that's a lot of action. A lot of stories being started, I suppose.
Yeah, that first hour and a half episode was one day, and pretty much this was the next day,
right,
as I understand mm-hmm. it. So, what, we have a president?
Mm-hmm. A father and son reconciling?
We do. Sister-in-law son reconciling as well.
Yes, we do. It's like the episode of love today.
Yeah, there you go. What else happened? Oh, yeah, we found out that Cylons can be regular fucking people that you don't even know about. It's not just the Gwen Stefani wannabe.
Mm-hmm.
It could be anywhere.
Yeah, there are multiple ones now, and that's kind of scary.
Yeah, Edward James almost.
Yeah, Edward James almost.
Edward James almost got whacked by one.
Almost. Totally kicked the shit out of one of the Cylons. So that's pretty badass. I don't know what these guys are made of, but Edward James almost can kick the shit out of them.
Yeah, I would think that it's some kind of a robotic person. Now, he kicked the shit out of the one, and we saw blood spraying on his face, mm-hmm. which implies, thinking like Terminator.
Yeah, kind of where he's got the robotic insides, but the outer of the flesh is still organic.
Yeah, and I expressed that to you, but then you brought up the point that maybe, they could be, like, cloned bodies of humans and then have been,
like, cloned on site after a human is killed. That's what I was thinking at first.
Yeah, and then, like, some kind of, implant by the Cylon technology.
Mm-hmm.
That'll, just makes them a fucking Cylon. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to see where that goes in the future. So, this episode, we had another space battle, and it was really cool.
Oh, my God. Thrace? When she's flying through that electrical storm, and she just slowly pans up and sees all the Cylon fighters flying mm-hmm. above her. I was scared for her, man.
Like, when the clouds parted, it was like, oh shit, son.
Yeah, that was badass.
And then, later she does another cool piece of flying where she gets one of Adama's gun whales, stuck in her nose cone mm-hmm. so that she could tow him in.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Without having to
use
a tow cable. That was amazing.
Yeah, she's turned out to be a pretty awesome character. I'm definitely interested in, following
her. Very compelling character. She's a chick that smokes cigars and still looks hot.
Mm-hmm.
She plays poker, she fights, she mm-hmm. cusses, but she's a hero, too,
she
and
was
a hell
given,
of a pilot.
She was given forgiveness from the XO and absolutely didn't want to take it. She stuck to her guns, and I thought that was pretty admirable.
Yeah, she's like, permission to speak off the record, sir. And he's like, well, of course. I still don't want you're an asshole.
Yeah, right. You're a bastard.
frack you, mother fracker, you fracking bastard. Oh, we got to hear frack a lot more. That was fun.
We did. Now, every time I hear the word frack, I am going to think of Battlestar Galactica.
I always just thought of a drummer fucking hitting the drum the wrong way. We used to use the word fracking.
Oh.
Fracking meant like you were fucking up playing an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Okay.
That's just me.
Well, tie to music.
Fracking music. Frack this.
Mm-hmm. I like the difference of opinions between Edward James Almost and the new prez of the colonies. She wanted to turn and flee before the battle, and he said that's not going to happen. So far, I like to see the conflict between the two.
Yeah. It's going to end in fucking, I bet. Or fracking.
I think they're going to get together.
He's going to pull out and frack all over her.
Yeah, they're
going to
frack the shit out of each other.
Yeah. I wonder if she likes the titty frack.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe a little
mouth
fracking.
Maybe he likes the frack in the back door.
Ooh.
Frack in the back.
Yeah, anal fracking. I like that she said several times in the episode, she's like, no, listen, asshole, the war is over. Now we need to go somewhere and make babies.
Mm-hmm.
Or, frack.
Oh, yeah, what was the phrase?
Oh, the one that you wrote down?
Yeah. Edward James Almost says to the crew, he's like, they better start making babies. And the XO is like, is that an order? I thought that was just great.
That was pretty funny.
Excellent writing.
You also made a comment about there was a point when Edward James almost just had to go dead in the face. And you said his eyes really were compelling.
Oh, he's standing in the hall while the battle is going on.
Uh-huh.
And he's got this look of determination in his eyes as he's giving orders. And I don't think that any other actor can pull that off. I mean, there are ones that can get close, but I think Edward James almost is perfect for that role just because of the determination in his eyes.
Okay. You know, something else that was introduced this week to us was the concept of their warp flight, or however, they're faster than speed flying.
Mm-hmm.
And so, apparently, what happens when you go into hyperspace, there's a Dutch tilt frame shot with the camera,
mm-hmm.
which just, you know, makes you look unnerved.
Right.
And then, boom!
Mm-hmm.
It's like a poof. I liked in the new Star Trek movie how they did the it was like a gun firing, almost.
Yeah, almost.
When they would take off. That was kind of cool. But, yeah, so we got to, you know, kind of understand their technology.
Speaking of technology, I like the screens in the background. One thing that's always appealed to me in science fiction, or I guess, sci-fi, is the ingenuity.
Thank you for just saying it. Yeah. Thank you for abbreviating science fiction.
It's important. Maybe some people don't know.
Oh, that's why that channel's always got fucking Star Trek on it. I got it now.
Science, yeah, makes sense. Yes. Putting it together.
I like this science
Fuck
fiction.
Fuck you. All right, so where was I going with that? Thanks, buddy. The creativity of the, I guess, the set builders in...
Are you talking about the radar?
Well, the radar, for one, I like the how did I say it? It was like a full sphere of radars. Full, yeah.
Yeah, it was a two-dimensional representation of a three-dimensional radar. Like,
right.
Like, radar that we use now, it's three-dimensional, too, but we know where the ground is. When there's no ground, they have to show the sphere of it.
That's they have really the rotating spherical diagram, and that's pretty cool.
Pretty bitchin'.
But I always watch in the background, just no matter what scene it's in, you know, inside the ships, I like to see what's going on the screens to see how relevant it is to the situation. That's always fun.
Hey, Dustin, let's pay some bills, man.
Sure.
I just want to bring up to everybody to go check out www.tkovapor.com. It's a wonderful e-cigarette product. I decided this week I was going to try a competitor's product. I've been using the TKO Torpedo. Right now I'm trying a blue cigarette, and it's disgusting. It tastes awful. I had Dustin try it, who doesn't smoke at all.
Yep.
And it would taste
awful.
It tastes like a burnt pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
They want it to taste like tobacco, but it tastes like a burnt pie crust. So, anyway, feather in the cap to fucking, to the people that totally knock out vapor, because it's a way better product, and I'm going back to it when this recording is over. So, www.tkovapor.com. If you want to help somebody quit smoking, or you yourself want to go to the vapor, or even just try it on a whim, use the offer code RANCOR at checkout for 25% off. That's RANCOR, all lowercase. Sorry, excuse me, RANCOR. use the offer code RANCOR and do that. Yes.
Cheap ain't good and good ain't cheap.
Yeah, good stuff isn't cheap and cheap stuff isn't good, but we're going to make it a little more affordable for you. Give you a high-quality product, guys. Back to the show!
So, during the battle sequences, I loved that they thought it out enough to have space-type flight orientation during the tactical nature of the battle.
Instead of just having a V of fighters going out, they have it...
It was three-dimensional.
Yeah, X, Y, and Z dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
There were ships that weren't necessarily flying level. They were tilted and flying through the air. Like, they had their nose was pointed down, and they were still moving forward. They were able to do a... It was almost like... What kind of pattern is that? They were able to spin around an object, shooting at it.
Strafe.
I guess, is that strafing?
Yeah.
That seems like a tactical maneuver.
Well, you can do it in Halo.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Makes sense.
Okay.
The battle sequences in Battlestar Galactica aren't campy. They're thought out, and they're geared towards space-type maneuvers, so kudos to them.
So, Gaius Baltar,
mm-hmm.
is he seeing the Cylon bitch everywhere because he's insane or because something's been implanted into his brain?
Personally, I think that there's a link between the Cylon and her and him, whether it's a chip in his brain or if it's like just completely like wireless. I don't know what's going on, but I think that it's not hallucinations. He's actually
you don't got think a he's talking to a subconscious?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, so we're gonna find out that he like ingested some kind of fucking tiny thing that made its way to his brain and
mm-hmm.
okay, makes him see her and talk to her.
Yeah, right.
And that she is controlling the conversation from wherever she's at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which would be difficult because of the cloud from that storm they were in.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder.
Maybe she's a little closer. Maybe she's on the ship.
Maybe.
Could be.
Ooh. Speaking of Cylons on the ship, apparently Asian Broad is on, you know, she's one.
That was the reveal there at the end.
Yeah, that was our big, that was our post-credit scene in the Marvel movie.
Boomer?
I don't know. You're the one with the fucking thing open. Look it up.
I'm not going to look it up. I don't do research into Battlestar Galactica. I'm going strictly by feel.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Asian Broad, who's fucking the guy from Hemlock Grove, the, whatever, the Chief O'Brien
right.
of this mm-hmm. world, the engineering guy,
mm-hmm.
Scotty. What else? Yeah, there's two people in this that are from Hemlock Grove. Tyrell, the engineering guy, and then another chick who I can't remember her name, but she also is in engineering.
Don't know.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, though. Oh, and we found out that Earth fits into their mythos, in a way.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which, what they the all fuck
believe
is that about?
They actually believe that it's a myth. They don't believe that it exists. But
well, did you not pick up the Judeo-Christian, like, overtone, like, horribly in that? Like, yeah, they're talking about the gods of Kabul or whatever. During the funeral sequence, the term tribes, they're talking about 12 tribes.
Or colonies like 12 or tribes?
Tribes.
Okay.
Like the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have the 12 apostles followed by Jesus. Jesus is the mythical figure. Earth is a myth, which was the 13th tribe.
Very cool.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I mean, the implication is that Christians are the 13th tribe of Judaism.
That's pretty cool.
Is what that's philosophized as, but...
I like that tie.
But that they did that to link Judeo-Christianity to fucking Battlestar Galactica, I thought was pretty hardcore. So, yeah, Earth is out there. We don't know where. Now we have to wonder, is this like Star Wars, where it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away? Like, did the people that came to Earth, like, is this the Earth of the future? Like, we end up meeting more humans? Or is this like, they came, like, you know, 20,000 years ago, used what technology they could to make our planet livable by like killing off saber-toothed tigers and shit.
Right, and then they left.
And then they lost their capability for building technology. Like, they wanted to go with an agrarian society.
Okay.
Or something like that. You know what I mean?
I'm just wondering how they're...
So they started human evolution over.
This group of people in Battlestar Galactica?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't know if that'll ever be something that's answered on the fucking show or not.
Okay.
Since Earth is like a Shangri-La. Like,
I mean, we could have had a very, very civilized Earth many, many, many years ago, before dinosaurs and such.
What about Atlantis?
Everything could have been that. That could have been it, you know? Then they left, and then we have Battlestar Galactica out in space. We are in our present time right now, having podcasts and shit. They finally come back to Earth, like they're searching for that myth that is Earth.
Yeah, what would you do right now if, like, a ship full of 50,000 humans just shows up and is like, we need amnesty!
I like to think that I would be open about it, you know? Yeah. I like to think that.
I'd be like, fuck those assholes.
This is ours.
Yeah. Go terraform Mars, man.
Yeah, right. I mean, they have the technology to live in these spaceships out in space. I'm sure they have the technology to terraform Mars.
We have the technology. You know they're starting to terraform Mars right now?
They're actually starting to terraform it?
Really? Yeah, like they're doing things. They are asking for volunteers to sign up to go to Mars to live in these small things to start the terraforming process.
I'll be a Mars farmer.
But you can't come back.
I'm fine.
It's a one-way trip.
That's good.
I think they said right now, the way they have the tech ad, it takes like 18 months to get there.
Okay. Where do I sign up?
I don't remember. But
NASA.
There's an
I need you to know that I'm on my way.
There's an application that costs $75 to fill out. I think it's through the EU. I think it's the European Union.
Oh my God, I want to do this so bad.
Okay.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you can sign up for that, man. You'll never be able to contact anybody on Earth again. I thought you liked your family.
I do like my family. That's pretty good.
But I also like Mars.
But I also like the idea of being part of a step in our society that will propel us towards possibly living on another planet. If it's going to make us safer later on, if we're able to, like, if Earth is overpopulated, I want to be part of the process that helps humans make their way onto another planet and live.
You enjoy the shit out of that.
I will.
Okay.
I think it'll be great.
Because I'm going to stay right the fuck here in my garage doing podcasts.
Okay. I'm probably going to try to piss off of Mars onto your roof. I don't think the physics work.
No.
To do that.
No.
No. If I pissed on Mars, it would just, like, float up into my face.
No, they have gravity on Mars. God, you're an idiot.
Yeah, man, I am an idiot.
I think
you guys don't piss upside down?
No.
No?
Like if I was Django and I got hung upside down and I just pissed in my face, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I do.
Fair enough. Dustin, anything else to cover about this fucking episode?
No, not really.
Life here began out there.
Yeah. I forgot where that phrase came from.
That was from the funeral.
Yeah, they said life here began out there, and I thought that was a really interesting phrase.
Yeah.
And another thing that came out of that was maybe it was Edward James Olmos and the president talking. They said, Earth, is it not enough to just live? You have to have something to live for.
Hope.
Yeah, hope. Not necessarily the hard evidence of Earth being out there, but it's the hope that Earth is out there.
I like it. So, on the whole, I'm still excited about this show. I'm enjoying watching it and going over it with you.
Absolutely.
As you move out, I think, and we have to watch the show separately,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be more interesting talking to you about it. Because I'll be like, oh, what the fuck do you think about this?
Yeah, we're going to
already did that.
We're going to dish like old women.
So, yeah, Battlestar Galactica. This is a fun journey so far. I hope you guys at home are following along.
Cooksy, thanks for following.
Yeah. Watch it on Netflix along with us. We'll be watching episode 3 for next week.
We sure will.
So I guess that's it from Brothel Studios here in beautiful Indianapolis. Sign off. How do we sign off?
I wish we could high five in slow motion, but that won't come across.
Let's do it. Ready? Okay, that was it. Did you hear it?
It was pretty awesome.
Okay, do it in regular time.